I would like to thank the chair for facilitating the participation of civil society in this urgent discussion. Let me first address the debate on the word lethal and whether it should be included in the characterization. We hold that lethal is an effect as opposed to a characteristic of a weapon. The debate around this word has extended over years, and we continue to arrive at the conclusion that it is not a necessary term to include within the characterization. We also agree with Switzerland and other states that the footnote risks setting a confusing precedent for the definition of lethal in other disarmament discussions and forums. In general, we consider autonomous weapon systems to be systems which select and engage targets without human intervention. It is therefore regrettable that we have moved away from the previous language, which included weapon systems that only require nominal human input. The term nominal acted as an appropriate threshold for identifying weapon systems which may be considered equal to systems that lack human judgment and meaningful human control in their operation. On the addition of identify, we agree with concerns that this limits the scope in a way that excludes many weapon systems that manufacturers themselves consider to be autonomous. We know this because we have been tracking and monitoring these systems in our autonomous weapons database. That said, we urge against allowing this definitions debate to become an obstacle to agreement on substance. Indeed, as Peru has raised, we are reminded of many instances in history where there was little consensus on definitions in previous disarmament instruments. Even in the EU-AI Act negotiations, which I worked on closely with the Future of Life Institute, definitions for what we called general purpose AI systems came right at the end of the 2 years long negotiations. Today, the negotiation of a legally binding instrument is on the horizon, and it would serve us well to learn from the painstaking lessons that both recent and distant history continue to impart upon us. Thank you.